Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Pittsburgh Steeler fans, we are back with the second half of the Curtain Call podcast. Once again, I am Michael Beck, joined with Jeffrey Benedict, and we will have a trio, hopefully a trio. I only have confirmation from one of the guys, but there is some new shows popping up at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com as we venture into the regular season. Some exciting stuff for everyone. I know Brian Anthony Davis has broken it down a couple times, but we will have the guys from the Steelers Power Half Hour joining us at some point here in the last half of the show. So we're very excited for that. But on top of that, we do also have a single solo show from a certain co-host of mine, one Mr. Jeffrey Benedict. I believe it's called On the Steelers Cutting Room Floor, if I have that correct. Jeffrey, are you excited to go solo and break away of the shackles that is myself?
Yeah, the training wheels are coming off, Michael. It'll be fun. I'm really what I want to do with the show is I'm going to be looking at what I see from a film side that doesn't make it into film rooms, stuff that I want to talk about, mostly focused on like things fans can look for in the next game. Like what's showing up in film that is either a trend that needs to change or something that could be developing in a really good way. Stuff like that. It's kind of like a give fans a heads up what they should be looking out for in the coming games. And that'll be my show. That is the working title. I've got some other ideas. Hopefully I can come up with something a little less long than that.
So on the topic of brand new shows, ladies and gentlemen, one, Mr. Chris Pugh, Joe Frost, and Paul Janchak. How's it going, gentlemen? Welcome to the Curtain Call. I'm guessing the first time on BTSC Radio. I'll start with Chris on this one.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? It's great to be here.
It's great to have you on. How you doing, Paul?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Oh, our pleasure. And Mr. Joe Frost, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm an hour earlier than everybody else because I'm on Central Time. So everybody else who's struggling with the late hour, I'm good to go.
I actually got you beat because I'm on the Pacific time zone here on the West Coast. So I got you.
What
beat
is it? Morning there, right? It's like morning.
Pretty
it's
much
yesterday. I don't know about time zones.
It's a good morning in Canada. Eh?
Yeah. Okay, you guys got me. But the brand new show on Behind the Steel Curtain. I guess the easiest way to break down these questions. We'll start with Chris, then go to Paul, then finish with Joe. Just going through the reading order here so Evan's not talking at the same time, but where did this kind of idea come from, hosting a Steelers show, and why exactly did you guys want to start this podcast with Behind the Steel Curtain?
Yeah, it's great. I have my own podcast network that talks about stuff in Ohio, and we put a Steelers podcast there, which obviously doesn't make too much sense. So we got this opportunity. We saw the article on Behind the Steel Curtain, and we said, man, we want to be here. So I had a lot of great conversations with Brian. He helped us figure out a title, what we could do with the show, and we're excited to be here. I got to tell you, Ohio football is rough. I've been a lifelong Steelers fan. I've lived here for all 46 years of my life. And it's been fun for the past 20 years because the Browns and Bengals have been a redhead stepchild. It's been fun hitting them around every year. But last year, and I'm bitter, if the Steelers win four games this year, and we're going to win a lot more than four, please beat the Browns and Bengals twice. You don't understand what Browns fans are like. they won the last game of the year, which was a practice game. They needed to get to playoffs. We almost beat them with Mason Rudolph. And they got cocky. They're like, look at us. Half the team went into COVID. I don't know what's going on in Berea, but they're like spreading COVID around like super spreaders. They come into Pittsburgh. I can't explain what happened to playoffs. Somehow they beat us, whatever. But believe me, I work in media over here. The past couple months, all the Browns are going to be 20-0. Every time there's negative stories about the Steelers, everyone gets excited. We've got to set them straight. And the Bengals, I don't know what happened in that Monday night game last year, but it personally offended me because I'm hearing from all these Browns and Bengals, and I use air quotes, friends. So, come on. We're going to talk about the Steelers this year, but please, for love of God, beat the Bengals, beat the Browns. That's all I got to say.
I want to throw in here, I grew up in Ohio, in Eastern Ohio, and I can attest to just how terrible Browns fans are. For those of you on the YouTube show, I'm going to show you this, guys. It's I just got this shirt at the Strip District. It has an outline of the state of Ohio, and it says worst state ever, for those of you on the podcast side. But that's to my former home, so yay Ohio.
So Paul, why'd you hop in this podcast Steelers podcasting game?
Yeah, well, I clearly after hearing Chris, you can see that we need to create a group therapy session for Chris, just some of these pent-up hostilities going on. I grew up born and raised in Cleveland, but I've been a Steelers fan my whole life. The first football game I remember watching was one of the Steelers Cowboys Super Bowls. And I was hooked ever since. And 4 years ago, I got my freedom and came here to the promised land of Pittsburgh, where we put French fries on everything. And so, yeah, when Chris first got in touch with me and said, want to talk about the Steelers, it was a no-brainer. So looking forward to this new venture for us.
And I want to make sure I'm getting – do you prefer Joe or Joseph?
Joe's fine.
Beautiful. Joe, same question.
My Twitter handle is FrostJosephD, but yeah, Joe is fine. What's my question? Is it the same question?
Yeah, same thing. Awesome. Why the Steelers? Why the podcast game?
Yeah, man. Okay, so I was born in Ohio, moved away. I was in Florida. I was in Kansas City, and then we came back to the Cleveland area. And so I was a Browns fan. You know, I was young. I didn't know any better, and actually I cared more for baseball at the time, so I was much more interested in baseball teams at the time. So, you know, and I followed the Browns, and then, you know, this was the 90s. The Browns went away, and then there was no one to root for, and there was only people to root against. I had a roommate who was a just obnoxious Steelers fan, and so I'm watching them with hate, you know, like you do, and realizing, oh, that's what it looks like when teams do well. Oh, I see. It's more fun to root when the teams play well, and the style of play that the Steelers were playing at the time I was into. So I really sort of switched allegiances at that point. After I got out of college, I moved to Virginia, and now I live in Mississippi, where there are a lot of Saints fans, and I'm okay with the Saints. That's fine. But the Steelers are really in my heart. So when these guys were doing some podcasting last year, just going through the season, I would follow what they were doing, and I chimed in a couple of times, and they're like, all right, you need to come on this thing. We all got to know each other in college, so we've been friends for a long time, and it's just been fun to gather with friends and argue about the Steelers. Mostly four. But sometimes when you just got to shake your head when you go 11-0 and then other things happen, you're like, what's going on? It hurts your heart.
So we can get a bit of a flavor from the podcast. Well, I guess kind of a preview of what's to come as these new shows come down the wire. I'll ask all you guys questions, including you, Jeffrey. Just, of course, this has been a very busy week. One of the topics, Jeffrey, we didn't actually get into with Chris Carter in the first half of the show was Melvin Ingram. I'm curious, your side of things, I know you did the film breakdown on him. What did you see from Melvin Ingram, and how does he change this defense?
He actually reminds me, at this point in his career, kind of a James Harrison. Not the elite strength, right? Like don't think I'm going there. No one is quite that guy other than James Harrison. Melvin Ingram is smart. He's got a good set of moves. He reads the play. He reads the offense really quick. From just what I'm looking at, he looks on film like a guy who studies film, like who really gets the tendencies of the offense. There were times they're trying to throw something, you know, a little different at him, and they're never fooling him, right? He's that kind of a player. He has lost a step. If you look at his 2017 film compared to 2019, 2020, he's a different player. He's not as fast as he was. But I think if he's a guy that could give us, you know, the five and a half sacks James Harrison gave us when he was 36, 37, at 32 years old, if Melvin Ingram can be that kind of a player, I think he's also a good fit because he's a similar style of player to Alex Highsmith. When he was in his prime, that's what we're hoping Alex Highsmith can be. Very similar style of player. So I think he's a great addition in that kind of, you know, a number three who could be a number two in a pinch, outside linebacker. And he's just going to be a good guy to have in the room.
No, absolutely. Chris, I'll throw this one over to you now. Vince Williams, of course, retires today. What was kind of your initial reaction to that? Because I think that one surprised and really caught off guard all of Steelers Nation. What were your initial thoughts, Chris?
Well, I've been, frankly, refreshing Twitter a billion times today. Because I had the hope that Steven Nelson was coming and Mitchell Schwartz and everybody else. But realistically, it shocked me. Put Twitter down for an hour and old Vince Williams retires. It frustrated me, but the more I thought about it, I love Vince Williams' toughness. I love Vince Williams' leadership. But Vince was getting a little bit up there in age. I look at Spillane and Devin Bush as your top two linebackers. They drafted Buddy Johnson in the fourth round. I think there's still some questions about Buddy Johnson, but you play guys like that. You don't cut fourth-round draft picks. So I think with all that stuff going on, maybe Vince didn't see as much of a place for him on the team. And you got to think about this too. Melvin Ingram, I've seen a ton of highlight packages over the past couple days about Melvin rushing from the inside. Now, he's an outside linebacker by trade, but I can see him being lined up inside, maybe on third downs as well. So I hate to say it because in my heart of hearts, I think Vince deserves to be on the 53, but I think maybe Vince didn't see a path to him on the 53 for one. And secondly, it sounds like his heart maybe not been into as much as it used to be. So I thank Vince for his years. I love the fact he came back on a reduced price contract. But if your heart's not in it and maybe you didn't think you were going to make the 53, best wishes. Thank him for the years he had, and hopefully his new guys can pick up the pace for him.
And on top of that, too, there is now an open roster spot that the Steelers are going to have to fill. Paul, I'll throw this one down to you. Do you have any predictions on how the Steelers use this new spot, or are they going to try to sign one more big name perhaps this offseason? Will it just be like a college guy? What kind of vibe do you think this team is going to kind of chase?
I would love to see them still look to solidify some depth in our secondary. I think that's one of the areas that I'm still nervous about. Who exactly they go after, obviously, is going to be the big question mark. I'm not aware who's still on the open market right there. But I would love to see them focus heavily on finding somebody, even if a Melvin Ingram, who's maybe taken a step back but is still a solid enough player to contribute. That way, if we have one injury, we're not scrambling and suddenly relying on just pulling guys out of nowhere. So somebody who's got some experience even if he's maybe on the downside of his career, someone who can give us a good solid year and help solidify some more depth at the secondary.
Gotcha. Now, this offseason is also was one when it first started. The cap dropped. I think the only moves a lot of Steelers fans were expecting were that of cuts. Sure, a few of them did come down the pipeline, but of course the Steelers have had to make a bunch of moves after that. So, Joe, to you, I'm curious what your favorite move of this offseason has been to this point.
Ooh, that's a tough question. I mean, I think some of the tougher choices that they've made with some of the cuts that they've made that freed up enough money to go out and pick up somebody like Ingram, pick up a couple of these other players and even be in a position to still be able to make moves. Yeah, there were some real difficult cuts early on. People that are you're sad to see go, but you know, you got to make those difficult decisions when you're working with limited cap room and you got a couple of people who may not be around next year, that some of that money may come back. But yeah, I'm making a couple of those difficult decisions that freed up some cap space to be able to get some of these new names.
Gotcha. One of these things, Jeffrey, this coming week, the coming month, really, that we'll have to look out for as Steeler fans, which is one of the big storylines of this training camp. What's going to happen at center? Of course, the Steelers are returning J.C. Hasenauer. They brought back a familiar face in B.J. Finney, and they drafted Kendrick Green. Are you leaning any which way right now as who you think will be the favorite to be the starter in week one? And is this a job that might be a third-round pick to lose?
I think it's B.J. Finney to start. I don't think they're going to push Kendrick Green into that kind of position to be a week one starter as a third round pick who, you know, is kind of learning the center position. B.J. Finney in 2019 was a really good center, and he earned a shot to be a starter. And then COVID messed him up. And by his account, COVID ruined his ability to work out. He wasn't in proper shape. There was a lot of mess going on. If he can get back to being the guy he was in 2019, he's a starter. He is a, you know, bottom third of the league starting center, but he's still a starting center. Kendrick Green, I think by the end of the season may pass him, but for week one and starting out, it's B.J. Finney.
Gotcha. Getting back to the idea of this brand new show, Chris, I'm kind of curious how all you guys know each other, if you can break that down for us.
We know each other since college. I mean, Paul, Joe, and I, we were, you know, best friends, but we all hung out together in college. And last year about this time, I was like, man, I want to start a personal podcast on the Steelers. Kind of looked at my friends on Facebook that were Steelers fans, reached out to Paul. We fall in touch a little bit in the last couple of years. It's been a while since we've been in college. I mean, we're getting older here. But, you know, Paul and I quickly reconnected. We did. Yeah, and we loved working together. Now, I got to tell you this. Joe said don't mention it, but, hey, I feel honest with you guys. I got to say where it's at. Last year, dream season, we're 10-0. Paul and I are, you know, just podcasting away. Everything's good. Then Joe wants to come on. We bring Joe on. And, guys, I'm trying to figure out what happened with the season last year. I blame us. What happened here? I mean.
How dare you, sir. How dare you? I can't believe this. We're on this new network for like 10 minutes, and already you're going to bring this up.
Well, we've got it.
I can't control what they're doing on the field. Did I give them some kind of advice that you think ruined that great season?
Weird things were happening we couldn't explain. I mean, yeah, I'm sure it was like that with you guys. I mean, how do you explain the stuff that was happening? I hate to say it.
So how many games, if the Steelers start like 0-3, 0-4, how many games does Joe get before you kick him off the podcast?
We love Joe. I mean, we keep him even if it was 0-17, but I can't believe it's going to be 0-17. It's got to be better.
If we got anywhere near 0-17, I would quit. What?
No.
Oh, see, my gosh. It would have to be me at that point, right? It would have to be.
And Joe's coming on this great Steelers network and talking about he used to be a Browns fan. I don't know, guys. I'm very conflicted and confused right now.
They moved away and became the Purple Browns of Baltimore. What do you want from me?
Okay.
I have a couple
the
ideas.
Old Browns, to be fair, the old Browns were a legit team.
They were.
They have never been a legit team at any point, even last year. They have never been legit since they came back.
Right. Well, when they came back, it was like, well, I can't do this. And then, you know, different times, you know, I moved to different cities and I rethink, you know, do I need to, you know, root for the hometown team? It's like, no, I don't really want to do that. I'm going to stick with my Steelers. I'm fine.
Well, this is my education.
I didn't know, Joe, when we first met, all those years playing trumpet together, that you were still a Browns fan for most of that. That's kind of like, I feel like my whole life has been a lie now.
Listen, okay, so we went to college in Canton, Ohio, right? So one of the years, the jazz band that Paul and I played in, he played first chair trumpet, I played second, yeah, the whole time. Paul always beat me. I never could crack into that first chair. But our jazz band played for the Hall of Fame festival, not really the ceremony, but the year that Chuck Knoll was put in to the Hall of Fame. That was our claim to fame, right, Paul? As a jazz band, as musicians, that we played Chuck Knoll
into the. It's all been downhill since then.
It's all been downhill from there. Yeah. They, for some reason, they haven't invited us back this year. I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
Okay. I have an idea for a fun exercise. I'll throw this out to Paul first. Can you break down the other guys of the show and what we should expect from them?
Chris is the one who, Joe's like already anticipating my answer, I think. Chris is going to be the, Chris can easily get stuck. He'll find the tangent, the thing that will deeply burden his soul. But other than that, he's very much the realist, the analytical. Joe is the eternal optimist. Joe always sees the bright side of even the worst scenarios. Living as a Steelers fan in Cleveland, to kind of protect myself from the brutality, I always kind of like downplay our chances, and I'm kind of like doom and gloom. And so but Joe, that may have been the problem too last year, is Joe began to rub off on me and I started feeling good about our chances. And then
I came in at 10-0. What do you, why wouldn't I be optimistic at that point?
Even at 10-0, I'm like, oh, these are ugly wins. I don't know. So yeah, I'm perpetually anxious that the bottom's going to fall out from under us. So I guess that's kind of where I come from, unfortunately.
We need you to break down Joe though, Paul.
Yeah, Joe, he's the optimist. He's the guy who's going to see the silver lining no matter how bad things look, no matter how rough things are. Even when the Steelers get embarrassed in the playoffs, he'll still find the positives to take away from it. So he's always kind of pulling us off the edge of the abyss. And so he's the, yeah. I think if it wasn't for him coming on when the season fell apart last year, it would have been Chris and I just yelling and screaming. And so, yeah, he's that good positive happened. Balance.
There was still a lot of yelling and screaming, to be fair, but it was justified.
I have to load this super chat up really quick if I can click on it properly. There it is. Derek Sessions puts $5 in the tip jar. It says, Frost Joe, second chair podcaster. Is that a reference to something?
Band, maybe? I
don't know. Anywho.
I'm not sure.
So
I appreciate that.
I'll turn the next question over to you, Joe, here. Maybe you can give a compliment sandwich to your other podcasters, a couple positive things about each guy, and maybe one negative slid in between. maybe you can start with a breaking down Chris. This is going to be great content.
Chris always comes in. He's a born journalist, so he comes in always very well-researched and very well thought through the things that he's bringing to our podcast. He's the person that we rely on to really set us up as what the sort of structure of what we're going to talk about is. For in a lot of ways, Paul and I just come on and talk, and Chris sets it all up. So it's always really helpful to have his organization and his research that goes into what's going to make a good podcast for us this week. Is this the part of the sandwich where it's got the negative part?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The one thing I'll say about Chris, which is kind of enjoyable for us, if we could take a kind of pleasure in trying to guess where Chris is going to go sometimes. He'll get things just stuck in the back of his mind, and they'll just really bother him. And from week to week, we'll still argue about how there shouldn't be two professional athletes that have the same name, and that's just wrong. And he gets really frustrated by it. So it becomes a game of how do we continue to respond to the things that really bother Chris. And for all of Paul's, what he's saying is his negativity. It all comes from a very strong understanding of what should be happening in these games. It's a frustration when something that should be obviously happening isn't. So his heart is, you know, deeply rooted in Steelers fandom, and he just gets disappointed when it doesn't go as well as he knows that it can. And I'm just here to pull him back from the abyss and say, but remember, they can do it. They can. And he's like, yes, that's true. So, you know, we balance each other out pretty well all the way around, trying to keep some good humor, but also, you know, trying to bring some good analysis to what has just happened. What did we just watch?
Perfect. Now, Chris, it's your turn to take the floor and break down your co-host in whatever order you want to take that from.
And now complain about us. There you go.
Nothing to complain about. I can't believe you guys are taking shots at me. I mean, I mean, real quick, I just questioned Mike Sullivan. I'm sure he's a great quarterback coach. I'm sure he's going to do great with the Steelers. But why do we normally pick a Mike Sullivan when he's also the coach of our hockey team? I don't know. These are the things that go around my mind. So I appreciate the fact Joe says I'm well reasoned, but I still got these like wild card thoughts in my mind. But
absolutely. No,
but honestly, you know, Paul and Joe are great people to work with. It's fun. It's nice to podcast with people that you have hung out with and you like and talk about stuff we would love talking about. I mean, we're Steelers fans. It's great to talk about this team. They can frustrate us at times, like the last couple of games of the season, but it's fun being part of them. I guess the only negative thing, and I got to address this to Jeffrey, we don't have the same merch deal set up as I see Michael, Paul, and Joe have. I mean, we haven't even done a show yet, and you see, you know, Paul got hooked up with merch from somewhere, and Joe did, and Michael has.
It's Where's called my a merch? Store. Come on. You just go to a store and buy something, man.
Okay, well, I'm feeling pain here.
Fan.
Yeah.
You guys got to get one of the official Behind the Steel Curtain .com shirts.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, that would be great. Nice. Yeah.
Maybe we can get Jeff Hartman to hook the squad up. But he's the senior editor. He's the one with all the money. So we'll, okay. We'll throw
all
throw
that his money. Direction. He's got the big bucks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes. I can be bought. You know, if anybody out there wants to sponsor me, I can be bought. Just donate some stuff. I'm in. It'd be great.
Oh, beautiful stuff. It is the top of the hour now. So I think we will sign out. But before we get there, Jeffrey, was there any film rooms that the people should know about?
Yeah, we just Dave Schofield and I did a Vertex on Melvin Ingram and what he brings to the Steelers. And I've got another TJ Watt sack party one coming out. It's queued up. There's been a lot of news, so it's been sitting waiting for a spot to get published. But that should be coming out here shortly. That's it for me.
Awesome. So Chris, Paul, and Joe, all your Twitter handles are currently on the screen, right? That's right. Okay. So I'll read those out for the people on the podcast side. If you want to follow Chris, that is C. Pew Steelers, of course, is the handle, all one word. Paul Janchek, One word, of course, again. And Frost Joseph D, if you want to follow the newest members of the Behind the Steel Curtain podcast team. And, of course, before we sign out, I do want to remind you to click over to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. There's been a ton of information dropping, of course. The Steelers showing up at training camp was a bit of a surprise. We thought they would be there tomorrow, as in Thursday, but they showed up on Wednesday. Vince Williams' retirement, a ton of breakdown on Melvin Ingram. So make sure you're clicking over and checking out all that great content, because there really is a ton of it. Aside from that, I want to thank all our guests today, including Chris Carter from DK Pittsburgh Sports, the guys from the Steelers Power Half Hour, which will be debuting very soon on the Behind the Steel Curtain Network. And, of course, Jeffrey Benedict. And once again, my name is Michael Beck. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you guys next week.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.